and welcome to Baseball Barbacast, the only baseball podcast in the entire world that is awake and alive and alert for the news of the baseball offseason. Aaron Judge back to the New York Yankees. I'm Jake Mintz, and I'm joined by Jordan Schusterman. What a beautiful day in New York City.
Boker Tov, Jake. Aaron Judge is a very wealthy man. All the jokes he was making about how he couldn't afford his own historic home run ball because he hadn't signed his free agent contract yet. Well, that will not be an issue if he is that passionate about retaining home run ball number 61 or 62, because Aaron Judge is back with the Yankees for 9 years and $360 million. That is a clean, that is as clean as it gets. $40 million a year for the next 9 years, and a healthy jump up from the $7,213 he was offered before this calendar year. He was offered 7 years, $213 million. Now we know how much 62 home runs cost.
It costs quite a bit of money. You say the word clean, and that's what comes into my head, where it's like the narrative here with Judge is simple, it is tidy, and it makes sense. The Yankees gave him a deal. He said, I'm freaking better than that. I'm going to bet on myself. He went out, he hit 62 home runs, and now he cashed in from the cash man. Jordan, it has been a very bizarre last 24 hours here in San Diego with the Giants rumors bubbling about yesterday. It felt like it was, you know, we were hours away. There was a buzz afoot. People that I trust were saying, I think it looks like the Giants. I went on this podcast
Things were heating up because, again, arson. And because of that, yeah, you were really, really moving in that direction, but you weren't the only one. And we kind of said that on the pod yesterday around, you know, 6 p.m. local time. It was like, look, it looks like it's moving this direction, but it's not official yet. And the other thing that happened last night when you mentioned just the weird experiences, we hadn't seen Aaron Judge, and we all went the whole day, and we were like, huh, guess he never showed up here. Does seem like the reporting was that he did actually eventually show up in San Diego last night for the final, hey, what's going on? We're making this happen. We're going to come to a deal.
In-person meeting. Here. You know, like nowadays, a lot of people working from home,
right,
doing Zoom meetings. Aaron Judge was like, I think I'll come into the office, do this face-to-face.
My question is, do you think those meetings with presumably the Yankees, Padres came in last minute. We're going to get to them a little bit later because the Yankees are the ones who got it done. And Giants, where do you think those happened? Do you think those happened at his hotel? Do you think they happened somewhere here? This is a huge hotel.
It's a huge hotel, but Aaron Judge is an unmistakable, unmissable force of nature. And there's no way he was able to get into this complex unseen.
Yeah, it was no way. It was in this
no
building.
Shot. Let's talk about what this means for the New York Yankees, because the entire project that is the Yankees, they would have been good again eventually, but for about 3 hours yesterday, when it looked like Judge was going to the Giants, it was teetering on the edge of a cliff. And at the end of the day, Aaron Judge literally meant more to the Yankees than he did to the Giants and to the Padres, to all the other teams in baseball. There was a level of urgency and desperation about retaining him in New York.
Yeah.
And that's probably just what got it done.
As we expected. And it does seem like there were similar offers. I don't know if this was a situation. Maybe they did offer that ninth year, that extra year. Well, I'm sure we'll get more reporting in the coming days. But I do think this still also reflects that he did want to stay. Honestly, I do believe that. And yes, they pushed way farther than I'm sure maybe they even thought a month ago. And that's why you make cash in from the cash man. This is Hal, right? This is Hal deciding, no, this is going to happen. I am not going to be embarrassed. Everyone is talking shit about me all the time, saying how I'm nowhere close to as cool and aggressive and wanting to win the World Series as much as my father. And so now he's like, no, here. Aaron Judge is on the team. But as we've pointed out all offseason, can't stop there because this team still has a lot of things that they need to improve. Maybe we could – I'm not trying to ruin it. I mean, this is great.
No.
They did
today
it.
Is a day –
today's about Aaron Judge.
If you're a Yankees fan, today is a day of celebration.
Yeah,
it is a day of relief, right? It is a day that you were worried would not come just a day ago.
Yeah, here's the other thing about this that I was thinking is, again, you know, 3 years ago, we saw that the Yankees were so committed to getting Gerrit Cole, right? Gerrit Cole got 9 years, also 9 years. Now, he was a year younger, but he's a pitcher. 324, which isn't that much less for someone who is awesome. Love Gerrit Cole. Remember the season he was coming off of. But is both a pitcher and was not coming off like one of the greatest pitching seasons of all time. And so when you put it that way, Hal was probably like, if I was willing to give Gerrit Cole, this guy who had, I know he wanted to be a Yankee, he was a pitcher, for, like, hell fucking yes, I'm going to give Aaron Judge 9360. Like, at that point, it should not be that hard to do.
This morning, Jordan, the way that you and I found out was I, you know, we are sharing a hotel room, and we rolled out of bed. Somehow, we both had to pee in the middle of the night.
And now, I mean, it was 6 a.m.
6 a.m. You know? I looked at your phone, and you just go, I'm going to beat Jordan here. Judge of the Yankees. Judge of the Yankees.
Yeah.
When he, and you go, what do you think the number is?
Yes.
And I said 10,377.
Yeah.
And in my head, now that I'm awake and I've had coffee and I'm not wearing pajamas and I've had a chance to think about it, 9,360 somehow feels like a bargain. It somehow feels like a bargain.
Yeah.
To me. That, yes, it's a crazy amount of money and it's more than the Yankees wanted to do and whatever. I could imagine when, like, the Giants just were like 10,360,
and maybe 10,390, and maybe they did, right? And that's the thing we're going to find out, and that's where I do think it came down to. Look, he was going to clearly make a push. The Padres are the perfect team to bring into these negotiations if you're going to, you know, jack the price up a little bit more. I wouldn't go as far as to say bargain, but it is an easy call. And I think that is what it should have been all along. And yes, it had to play out the way that it did. You know, Hal couldn't have just given it to him the day after. I mean, I guess with Edwin Diaz, that's basically what happened. But this was a little bit more complicated. It was going to take its time. But he did get it done now. And there is still a lot of offseason left for the Yankees to do stuff. Like he had mentioned, right, he did want to go somewhere where he could get it done. And then that team, as he knows the Yankees well, needs to improve. And so the Yankees are now going to have to follow up on that. Which we'll see. But you're right. This is about Aaron Judge. Good for him.
You make a really good point. Like, it's not a bargain, but it's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Like, 9,360 for that guy of what he has meant to that team,
yes,
what he will continue to mean to that team and that city and that fan base and the whole sport of baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's easy if you're not a Yankees fan to roll your eyes and grumble and be like, oh, God, we have to deal with the young Yankees Judge thing for 9 more years, and, oh, it's overwrought, and, oh, my God, it's not the real record.
Yes.
There is something to this that is cool. It is genuinely cool.
Yeah.
The idea that this guy who could be in the Hall of Fame, we are witnessing him spending his entire career with the most famous baseball team in the world in the Bronx, which is an environment, a baseball environment that is genuinely different. Opening day, Yankees, Giants.
Which, of course, would be even spicier had he gone to the Giants, but it will still be something.
Ovation he gets.
Oh, yeah.
On opening day.
Yeah.
There is the sense, and I've talked about this a lot, the exceptionalism of the Yankees world. And the fans of the front office to a certain extent, the players, it brings everyone up, and it can kind of hurt the vibe sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. And Judge, in this decision, confirmed the exceptionalism.
Yes.
If the numbers are all the same, and there was some reporting from John Morosi about Judge had other bigger offers on the table.
Well, some reporting on that coming across my tweet deck right now, which I can tell you about.
Share.
This is interesting. John Heyman, 4 minutes ago, we'll get to him. We'll get to Arson a little bit later.
John, you're not out of the woods.
But again, I trust this reporting, and Bob Nightingale also. Heyman says, Yankees were at 320 for 8 as recently as a day or two ago. Once Judge told Hal he wanted to be a Yankee but had more dollars on the table elsewhere, he sealed the deal by bumping in another $40 million. Bob Nightingale just tweeted that the Padres offered $10,400, which is what the deal that he got plus 1 year. And that's the kind of thing where at that point, Aaron Judge is like, look, I made $120 million in the last 7 months. You know, I did it. I won. I want to be a Yankee. Sure, I could take another extra $40 million when I'm 41 or I can be a freaking legend and be a Yankee and be infinitely rich as well. And he chose that.
Let's make one more point, and then we'll take a quick break and come back and do a little more about what this means for the Giants and the Padres. Mm-hmm. This is a message to the Yankees fans out there. Today at work, you are allowed to be incessant. You are allowed to be brash. You are allowed to be you. This is a day of celebration.
Yes.
They did it. They confirmed your belief in your core that the Yankees are somehow a better, more moral, higher, closer to the heavens above franchise than the other 29. Today is that day. Mm-hmm. And if I was a Yankees fan, I would be unbearable. I would be just the most annoying pest in the world today. And they've, you know, earned it's not the right word. But today is the day to act like that.
Well said. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, talk a little bit more about the Padres and Giants and maybe what that indicates about where they go from here. And then a few more thoughts about Aaron Judge, who signed a really big contract. Sorry, Arson Judge, who signed a really big contract.
A really giant contract.
Negro Leagues Baseball Museum President Bob Kendrick hosts the SiriusXM original podcast, Black Diamonds.
The Negro Leagues didn't care what color you were, and they didn't care what gender you were. Can you play?
Hear stories of the leagues and legends that shaped sport, culture, and society.
That's why the museum is so important. It's like, we are never going to forget you.
Episodes of the award-winning Black Diamonds are now available wherever you get your podcasts.
We're not talking about balls and strikes. We're talking about your life.
And we are back on Baseball Barbacast. Aaron Judge is still a Yankee. He will be for another 9 years. Couple other takeaways here. Well, I want to get into the Padres getting in at the last minute and what that could tell us about where they go from here. But I want to jump off of the point you just finished with, which is that it is a time to celebrate for the Yankees. Yes, totally. However, Yankees fans are also still impatient, still waiting to go back to the World Series. And so I'm curious as to how long they will bask in this before they're like, oh shit, we still have a lot more upgrading we need to do. So I'm curious how long that enjoyment will last for them. Because it's easy for me as a neutral, like, I don't care. I'm like, hey, you still need to get better. I can say that.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
But I'm curious how long they will celebrate it. Will it be just today? And then tomorrow it's like, fuck, well, IKF is still the shortstop.
That's the thing. There's like a hard-o segment of the fan base who's probably like, this is the expectation.
Right.
No, there's no reason to celebrate today.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge should be a Yankee.
Yeah. But I agree with you, because it was getting a little dicey there, because, as you said, a lot of indications, not just because of Arson Judge, but, you know, we got the Slusser tweets and we got just the vibe was moving in that direction. So the Giants.
The Giants, the San Francisco Giants.
They tried their best.
Where do the New York Giants go from here?
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants to know.
I don't know. I only care about the Jets because of Vinny Pasquantino. Giants, I have no opinions. So they signed, you know, Mitch Haniger yesterday. We talked about that. And that is a great, easy use of all the payroll flexibility they have. But now everyone is just tuned, because, oh, if they miss out on Judge, they pivot to the shortstops. All right, well, let's see it. Because if they are going to get anywhere close to the Dodgers and Padres still, they also need it even more than the Yankees, because they're not coming off nearly as good of a season. So I don't know. What do you believe that this is a pivot to shortstop move now? Like, is this, do you think that they just now slide down to Carlos Correa?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I think that the Giants definitely want to spend. And they want to compete right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that we have come to learn about their general manager, or whatever his title is, the president of baseball operations, Farhan Zaidi over there, is he is a master of restraint.
Mm.
I don't think that missing out on Judge will necessarily pressure him into overpaying for Correa or Bogarts or someone else in the same way that the Padres will. Almost certainly do that.
Do something.
And I think that that's related, that those two teams are intertwined in how they respond to missing out on Judge. Now, I don't think the Padres are going to sign Correa. Like, I really don't think that makes sense.
Oh, Padres. Sorry, yes.
But I do think, you know, he's still in the mix for the Giants, still in the mix for the Twins. And I do think that the Giants need to do something. I would be curious if they're like, oh, well, we missed Judge. let's go get Ohtani next year, right?
Well, a lot of teams are saying that.
A lot of teams are saying that, but what the entire Giants project, and this is not fair to them, feels like it was waiting for this offseason of bringing in Aaron Judge as the centerpiece to this impressive organization that they have built under Farhan, but it has not always led to wins. It did in 2021, but last year it was underwhelming. You bring in Judge, 9-win player. He's from there. You're selling jerseys. You can do all the photos of him in bonds, and it's like, it's easy, right?
Yeah. No, I agree.
But now it's hard again, and it's not as if he's going to be on the market next year or the year after. Like, Judge was the guy you needed.
Right. You don't have to now pretend like Carlos Correa was. So right. I agree
that's
with you.
That's really funny. Carlos, you were the guy we wanted all along.
right. Get their man. Right. That's good soccer transfer market terminologies. But yeah, I agree. At the same time, do they decide, actually, yeah, we're punting on this offseason. I'm not punting, but we're going to chill. There's still so much room, and they could still add so many more players, and I still don't know if any of them would make that big of a difference.
Like,
so,
if they just go get Rodon and Nimmo.
Bring Rodon back. Right, Nimmo is now. But also, maybe they're just like, oh, Nimmo costs half of this? Sure. Way easier to
do. That's nothing. We just offered $360 million. Right.
So yeah. No, it's true. But, yeah, I am curious where the Giants move here, but I agree with you. I think the Padres, as they've shown. I mean, yesterday we said it was like, wait, so they were just going to offer Trey Turner like $350 million, and why don't they just do that to Aaron Judge?
And they did.
Because that's exactly what the Padres are – that's what they're about right now.
I cannot believe what happened yesterday in retrospect. Like, there was a 15-minute period where we believed that Aaron Judge was going to be on the Giants.
Yes.
And the world reacted. It was true. It was true to us in that moment.
Yes.
Right? And now it's not.
Yes.
And I feel for, you know, Giants fans. I feel for Giants players who genuinely believed. Like,
that's true.
Logan Webb tweeted,
we responded.
Not cool, man.
Yeah.
Literally responded to John Heyman. But, like, Logan Webb thought that was it.
Yeah.
That's what the players are sending texts to front
like,
office
holy
people,
shit.
Right?
Happening. Yeah.
And coaches mean, like, hey, are we going to get Judge? Like,
yeah.
They thought that's what was happening.
Yeah.
And it's not. You made a face just now, Jordan.
Yeah, we got news, but I want to wrap this up here quickly. Arson Judge, yeah, I mean, it's an all-timer. I will never forget getting to show you it, right? Oh, this is good. This is perfect. This is actually a good.
We don't have the rights to this.
This was my last question for you.
Yeah.
Jake's alarm just went off.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't go to bed till very late. And we were like, you know what? 8 o'clock tomorrow. We'd been waking up at like 6:30, 7
sleeping
here.
A little.
Like, let's do 8. But luckily, we both had to pee, and now we're here. I am wondering who is the most important person who is still asleep.
Aaron Boone.
That doesn't know.
Aaron Boone.
Do you think Aaron Boone's still asleep? Very possible.
Him leave the lobby last night around 11:30-ish, 11:45.
Because yesterday was probably an emotionally exhausting day for him. Now, here's the thing about that. Maybe Aaron Boone talked to Aaron Judge last night. Very possible, right? We don't know. But point being, there's someone up there, you know, there's someone in this hotel that is still sleeping and is going to find out. So that's going to be something. Also, I wanted to say also, Arson Judge, the reason Arson Judge happens is because John Heyman wants to be first. We all want to be first. And I know you say, I don't give a shit who's first.
I really don't.
I know you
care
don't.
Who's first.
I know you don't care, but John Morosi, he did it. And the reason why I love that John Morosi got this is because John Morosi's timeline is one of my favorite timelines of all of our baseball reporters because he is bouncing between college hockey, WBC, World Cup, and legitimate trade rumors just seamlessly flowing between them. And the fact that he dropped Aaron Judge to the Yankees first at 5 a.m. here in San Diego and will be back tweeting about college hockey by the end of the day. Respect, John Paul Morosi. There you go. All right. We have news. Real news.
Oh, real news.
Let's get into it quickly, and then we're going to end this podcast.
Well, just let's put the wrap on Judge. Do you have any last thoughts about Yankees? Like, it is
– it's
the more that I sit with it right now, the more that I think about it, it feels inevitable. It feels obvious, and maybe that's too simple, but, I mean, the guy had 62 home runs for the most famous baseball team in the world, and then they paid him to stay.
Yeah, my last thought is like it kind of went exactly as a lot of people expected, which is that he always wanted to go back, but he was going to drive the price like crazy, as he should have, because he deserved it. I am just very glad that it happened, not just here, but just early in December, because there are people and players that could have dragged this out as into January, February, and so I'm appreciative that we did have, you know, a couple weeks of fun. Now we can move on to a lot of the other amazing baseball players. Aaron Judge is where he belongs. Congrats to him. Go, Aaron Judge, go. All right. Two other transactions that just came across the tweet deck.
All right.
Mets responding, Jose Quintana.
Oh, man.
2 years, $26 million. We did talk about it on the podcast yesterday, but Taiwan Walker going to the Phillies for a whole lot of dollars, $471. And then Jameson Taillon going to the Cubs. Now, Jose Quintana is not as exciting, but I think I said yesterday when we were talking, comparing all the next you know, tier starters, I feel just as good about him as any of those guys to pitch 200 innings. I mean, and the Mets, when we're talking about their rotation, they paid for Verlander and they're like, all right, let's go for the upside. Let's give him the crazy AAV. We go, you know, Verlander, Scherzer, but they need some certainty badly in the middle of the rotation. And that is what Jose Quintana is. 2 for $26 seems pretty cheap compared to some of the rest of the starting pitchers.
That is true, but it is another old pitcher that they have decided hang their hopes on. Okay, so what's the other? I literally don't know. What is the other news?
Kenley Jansen
.
To the Boston Red Sox. They did not finish second, miraculously. 2 years and $32 million. After last offseason, when he had this weird, his market was very strange, and he ended up getting 116, I think, right? Or 118 from the Braves. So for him to just double that and talk about older pitchers, I mean, Kenley's, what, 35? Going to be 36 now? Still really good. Those strikeouts were still there. The stuff is just still there. He did allow some very, very unfortunate home runs at times. That was the big bugaboo for him this year. But, I mean, he just led the league in saves again, and we saw what the relief market has been, and 2 for $32 is pretty damn awesome. Boston Red Sox, that's good for him. Kike Hernandez is very excited. He's tweeting about it.
If I'm a Red Sox fan right now,
they've only signed Chris Martin and Kenley Jansen.
I'm a little steamed. Like, the Yankees are out here giving Aaron Judge the GDP of a small Caribbean nation,
mm-hmm.
and you're like 36-year-old closer. Counterpunch.
Yeah, for multiple years. Yeah, no, I agree. I still think Kenley's good. I think he'll save 35 games again, too. But it's weird.
I think he's good, too, but it just shows where the gap, I think, is right now.
Totally. You know? Oh, totally. And I just don't know, because we keep getting the we tried, and we got another – we didn't even mention this. We got another we tried from them on Heaney yesterday. It's just a tough look, man, and I don't
know. When's the we tried on Judge dropping?
Yeah, probably never. But, yeah, so, hey, I think Kenley's good. But it, to your point, there is a gap here, and I do think the Red Sox fans are. I mentioned yesterday how you have angry Yankees fans, angry fans of a first place team, and angry fans of a last place team in the same division. Now we have slightly less angry fans of a first place team with Aaron Judge, and probably still angry fans of a last place team in Boston. So
now,
there
let's
you go.
Quickly talk about before we go on home or go have some coffee. Where does the market go from here? What is next? What is there to look forward to on this Wednesday at the winter meetings? Rodon, Carlos Rodon.
Yeah.
Is like the next big domino to fall, or one of the shortstops. The thing that I'm most interested in for today is how do the Padres respond? It is clear that they are acting with urgency. That ownership group is doing the thing. They are making the offers. They just offered Aaron Judge $400 million. They are going to get something.
I would say that it would make a ton of sense for them to start going after Nimmo. Nimmo's the one I'm interested in. Yes, I think Rodon, I have to imagine, would be in the mix to start signing here soon. But if you're Boris and you have, he admitted, said, right, like we're also waiting on Judge for some of these things, and he does have Nimmo. I think Nimmo's awesome. I think there are way more teams that are in the mix for Nimmo. And like you said, if the Padres are willing to chuck $400 million and $350 million at the very top, then, yeah, maybe not for Correa, but sure, they could shoehorn Bogarts in. And Nimmo's a great fit for them, too. Like, Nimmo is now the one I'm watching because I think he's awesome, and I think Boris can pivot quickly and get him a ton of money. So that's the one I'm watching. Because shortstops, I don't know. I feel like Turner sort of set his own market in a weird way, but I think it's more likely that Nimmo and Rodon start to go before then. Also, Wilson Contreras seems like he's got offers on the table, and that could go soon. So,
thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Jake Mintz. That's Jordan Schusterman. Thank you to Chris Tyler, Voice Crack, for producing.
Chris also woke up.
Thank you all for listening. It's been a delightful week. We will be back later today with more pod action. By then, maybe Aaron Judge will get traded. Who knows? And then the other cool thing I want to talk about, Jordan, there's a billboard up.
Oh, yeah. How about
for
that?
For the Baseball Barbacast in Los Angeles. The pictures are hilarious.
They are. I believe it is somewhere near LA Live. But that's something that we used to joke about all the time on our road trips. We would, when we were driving, you know, in the middle of Kansas, we would pass a billboard and be like, that can't cost that much. Like, should we just get a just buy a billboard in the middle of nowhere? Like, that would just be funny. It would be hilarious, right? And now here we are with the actual real billboard for a real podcast in Los Angeles. Very weird, but good for us. You're done talking. Jake's not talking. All right. Thank you for listening. Jake is about to fall asleep, I think. Maybe. No? Good? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, Jordan. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you later.
SiriusXM Podcasts.